Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky, and joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. It's the familiar sound that we've all come to love of the cocktail shaker, and it's where I subject Mary to this morning's cocktail. Now, I've already poured out the first one.
Yes, and I feel like I'm at Hogwarts and I'm in potions class. I'm waiting for the smoke to start coming out of the beaker here.
So what color is it?
This is lilac, lavender,
yes.
Periwinkle.
Yeah.
It's light purple.
Right. Almost blue.
It's purple.
You think it's blue-gray. Start
wearing
purple.
Yeah.
So have a taste.
I know I'm smelling citrus. I think I'm smelling gin. I don't know what would make it this color. Does Saint-Germain make it that color?
No, it is not Saint-Germain. No. Although I like Saint-Germain. It's a beautiful place.
I don't drink things that are blue, generally.
It's all natural.
It's strong.
It is strong.
Well, it's got some fruity sweetness on the end. I'm still trying to work through what could make it this color, and I guess I'm missing something obvious. It's not cassis.
It is a liqueur that has been out of production for a while, but has come back into production not too long ago. That was very famous. This is the classic aviation cocktail. It has creme de violet, Luxardo liqueur in it, shot tower gin, and lime. It's a classic drink from the 1920s when flying was glamorous, which, of course, it's not now at all. When flying was glamorous, they named cocktails after it. So this was the aviation cocktail. Okay, so here's your second cocktail.
Ooh, it doesn't smell like what I thought it would smell like. Okay, so this one looks like you just poured me some diluted orange juice. It's not bright orange.
It is not.
You know, I meant to say, too, you were kind enough to invite Kevin and me to your Thanksgiving feast.
Yes.
And you had mixed up a big batch of your cranberry cocktail, which we tried last month. And boy, that was a hit.
That pretty much disappeared.
Your guest, like everybody wanted to pour everybody. As soon as someone came in, someone would say, oh, you have to try this.
Thanks. That's really sweet. So what do you think of cocktail two?
Huh.
You know,
a great reaction?
The fun thing about doing this with you is that these are things you would never do on your own.
There is some sort of fruit juice in here.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Maybe grapefruit?
Nope.
Pineapple.
This is fascinating. No.
A cider.
It is cider. Good job.
That's what it is.
But it's amazing at how that was like choice number whatever.
Yeah. You know what? Also, you have to stop and think while you're doing this and not just guess wildly. I can't really taste a spirit. Could it be vodka?
So the spirit in this is Zubrovka, which this one happens to be Bach's imported vodka with bison grass. And Zubrovka, which I think means bison, if I'm right about that, I hope. It's an area between White Russia and Poland. And there are woods there and there are bison there. People hunt them. And in the Soviet regime, if you had a dacha up there, you know, you could invite all your cronies to hunt. And there's a bit of grass in the bottle itself. And it has a very kind of particular herby flavor to it. So Zubrovka vodka, a bit of lime and some apple cider.
It's quite refreshing. It's a little sweeter than I might drink it. Maybe that just depends on the cider.
Right,
also.
True.
But that's an interesting idea.
MZ, thank you so much for trying cocktails with me.
And thank you so much for making me cocktails. I am flattered to be the object of your cocktail making.
We'll try it again next month.
I look forward to it.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.
Cheers.